Buck, as we stand here in the Blue Jays television booth here in Kansas City, and you go back to 1969, you were just 20 and you broke in with the Kansas City Royals. Did you believe then you would break in at that age? And did you also believe then we would be doing this interview all these years later and you're the Blue Jays television play-by-play broadcaster?
Now, it's hard to fathom, Jerry, that I'd be fortunate enough to be around the game as long as I have and to come up and make a major league debut as a 20-year-old. I didn't even realize what was going on. I came from A-ball. I'd never played higher than A-ball, and I went right to the big league. So I was literally overmatched. There was a... When I first joined the team, there was one guy I could catch, let alone guys I could hit. So it was quite a learning process early on.
Okay, you're 20 years old. Tell the fans how you came here almost in midseason at that age.
Yeah, I did. Of course, that was during the Vietnam War, and many of us were in the National Guard at that time or staying in school to keep your student deferment, and that's exactly what I did. I didn't go to spring training my first 3 years of professional baseball. In fact, didn't go to spring training till after that 69 season, and it was just a matter of coming here directly from Sacramento State College, and I was a student and got out in June and joined the Royals in the middle of June.
And here was 1969. This was an expansion team. What do you remember about the first year ever here?
Well, Joe Gordon was the manager, and he was a Hall of Fame second baseman, so they had credibility immediately. We had also the great Mel Harder, who was a terrific pitching coach, and he had a great pitching career with the Cleveland Indians for many years. So there was some credibility there, and of course, Lou Piniella was the American League Rookie of the Year that year. He was 26, pretty old for a rookie of the year, but he had finally found a home in Kansas City, and we had some great young players. We had Wally Bunker, who had a great World Series in 66 with the Orioles, and he was part of that expansion team. But I can remember my first game playing against Oakland. I got a chance to pinch hit in both ends of a doubleheader. And, of course, I grew up in California, so I wasn't too far away from the Oakland A's down there in the Bay Area.
Well, a lot of kids are listening, and whether they're 20 or not, they have nerves. They go through that situation where the adrenaline flows. Were you nervous that first game, that first year?
You know, Jerry, I don't think I was. It was just a matter of playing baseball. And you know what? Major League Baseball at that time wasn't as big as it is now, obviously. Every game wasn't on television, and it certainly didn't have the popularity that it has now. And it was just like a matter of, well, you know what, I'm playing in the big leagues, and it's pretty cool, but I just don't think it ever really sunk in early on. It was, you know, once again, I was 20 years old. I wasn't smart enough to think about the magnitude of the situation.
Now, as we visit with Buck Martinez, that was 1969, and you were here for quite a few years, weren't you?
I was here for 8 years. We won our first pennant in 76. We finally beat the Oakland A's. In 77, we won again. And I was traded after the 77 season to Milwaukee. And that began a trek of moving from one good team to another good team. So I was very fortunate. It broke my heart when I left Kansas City because your first major league team is very special to you. And I thought that it could never be as good as it was in Kansas City. And I was fortunate to find out it got better in Milwaukee. And then when I left Milwaukee, it got better in Toronto.
Buck, when you were here and you were very young, later someone a little younger than you broke in as well. Tell us about your friendship with George Brett.
Well, it's funny you mentioned it. We just had lunch today, and we talked about all those times when we were both kids. And we first met in October of 1971. He was at the Instructional League. He had just signed in 71, and I was down there with the Royals coming out of the big leagues, and we struck up a friendship right away, and we were roommates in the minor leagues. We became roommates in the major leagues, and it's really refreshing. And for fans that always wonder about people, George Brett today is the same George Brett I met that many years ago. He is this guy that's in love with baseball and always will be.
Was there one Royal, to wrap it up, who had the most influence on you on a career basis and even maybe now?
Probably more than anything, it was Charlie Lau, and Charlie gets so much recognition for what he did with George Brett to help him become a Hall of Famer and garner those 3,000 hits. But Charlie helped me as a catcher. He would sit with me every day, and we'd go over the lineup, and he'd help me figure out a game plan, put a game plan together. In the course of the game, I'd sit with him between innings. He would have a whistle that I would recognize from the dugout, and he'd look at me every once in a while and remind me of things. But he's the one guy that probably allowed me to play 17 years in the major leagues because he emphasized the importance of catching.
Buck, thanks a lot. That was interesting.
All right, Jerry.